is levels to this shit. Word to Meek Millie. Raging Bull, I beat for cheese. And Flyer, I speak Philly. Put a snitch in the rat trap for a couple fat stacks and a nice plate, have them flipping like flapjacks. Finish your breakfast, what the older peeps told me. Finish your checklist, what them colder streets showed me. On me? Lames in they mind, try a little bro me. Think twice is all I ask of you. Tony, Tony, Tony. Yeah. Man, I'm gonna fucking hire this out, man. The fuck, man? Lux, Smoke, Head Ice, all of my young balls. Fuck it, man. I think I might do some one rounders this year, man. I take Jagged J, I take Chocolate Drop. If Super Hot Fire come back, I take Super Hot Fire. Joaquin Phoenix can get it. Queens Flip. He don't be coming outside, though. He got the most impressive resume, but Queens Flip don't come outside. He don't want it. But, man, any of them niggas, man, can get it, man. But, man, as I said before, man. TV12, man. Congrats to TV12. I told you, man. If you took my advice, I said, bet on that first half at least. You're going to get some bread. So if you bet on that first half and you took my advice and you won, if you're watching this on YouTube, I need my cut, you know. So my PayPal is in the description below. Send that bread. If you did not bet on TV12, better luck next time. They don't call me Nick Rothstein for nothing, man. Shit, man. It's a little thing you should know, man. And, besides the fact that TV12 played general manager that whole season, he brought in Gronk, he brought in Fournette, he brought in Antonio Brown, who scored all three of those dudes. They scored all the touchdowns. Look at that. And just being a running back, of course his line was crazy. But of course, being a running back, you know, Fournette, he's good at pass protection. See, people don't look at that. Couple times I saw TV12 back there just looking like a cowboy, just posted up like a wishbone. He was comfortable in the pocket like it was nothing, you know? And that's important for a quarterback. For a couple times I seen him checking the plays on his arm with his head down. Cause he knew he had enough time. And you can't leave somebody like that in the pocket for that amount of time. He not really a scrambler. So his pass protection had to be on point. And it's just, he had a chip on his shoulder too. Like a little known fact is in the 2000 draft, you know, he went 199th, round 6. And of all the people in his class, of that draft class, he's the last one left. He won the Super Bowl this year. And guess who was the second last one to leave? Little known fact. Sebastian Janikowski. a place kicker from? You guessed it, who went to Florida State. And TB12 knew that. He knew this place kicker was still in the league with him. A dude that got picked before him. So what'd he do? He went to his state and won a Super Bowl in his state to let him know, you went before me and I went in round 6 and I'm still here. And I just got my 7th ring. And I knew that. And I knew he would have the chip on his shoulder to show Sebastian Janikowski, who went to Florida State. This is the last thing I got to do before I leave. And he's just the elite of the elite. Like, how do you even fix your mouth to bet against TB12? Like, it doesn't even make sense. It's like, to me, when people say they had the Chiefs, it just sounded like gibberish to me. Because I don't bet against TB12. Especially in a championship setting. And he was rifling, man. His arm looked crazy, too. He seemed like one of those quarterbacks that do hard as shit, you know? It's like, say, when you was a little kid, you had that uncle that threw real hard. He seemed like he the type that y'all be like some little kids playing. He'd be like, yo, you want me to QB this? And y'all and all of the kids look at him like, man, this nigga throw hard as shit, y'all. He'd be like, this nigga jammed my fingers, fucked my chest up last time. And they'll be wanting to fuck with this nigga because his arm is crazy. He throw hard as hell. And who we get to catch them passes? He got Gronk in there. Gronk chalked up 2 TDs. Man. And them Chiefs, they ain't scored 1 TD. But they did get a crazy stop. That goal line stop was crazy. And I knew the Bucks was going to come out fighting in the first half. And everybody know TB12 throws Hail Marys in the second quarter. They should have had their safeties playing back. But congrats to the Bucks. They did what I thought they was going to do. And like I said, man, he's the elite of the elite. It's like a group of quarterbacks that's the elite. And then out of those elite quarterbacks, there's like 2 or 3 that's the elite of those elite. And he's one of them. Which reminds me of a crazy ass story. Like if you're a person that goes out and, you know, you go to like VIP and all that. And it was a party I went to. We gets in the front door, you know. We like, okay, boom, we in the front door. First you go to security. And you pass all the people that's at the bar buying drinks and stuff. And, you know, those are the people that buy the bar out. Then you finally hit the VIP, which is a roped off section. So when you get in VIP, you think you went in there with the movers and shakers, right? But wrong. You get in a VIP, and it's a VIP and section inside the VIP. It's like a roped off section inside the VIP. And it's like, sometimes there's nobody sitting there. And sometimes some people might pop up. You might see like a Floyd Mayweather. You might see like a Jay-Z. And I didn't get it at first. I was like, how do you have a VIP section inside a VIP? But sometimes people don't want their stuff mixed in with the VIP section because a lot goes on in there. You know, they don't want their drinks mixed in with their drinks or their activities mixing in with their activities because they may have some type of boundaries, you know. Like Floyd, he don't drink, smoke. So he might have certain liquors in the VIP section, but he has to have his own separate VIP, you know. because I don't want any of that activity in my activity. So now I get it. But when I first used to see that shit used to bug me out. Like, how do you have a VIP inside the VIP? That shit used to be crazy to me, man. But like Meek Millie says, levels to this shit, man. Same with QBs. It's levels. It's elite within the elite. And speaking of that, can't forget. Oh, man. Pains me to say this. No disrespect. Chilla Jones. His pen is crazy. But I still think Shine got snubbed for the third year in a row. And what am I talking about? The people who don't watch battle rap? I'm talking about Champion of the Year. No. Champion of the Year, for people who don't watch battle rap, is an award that Jay Black created. He has a show that he does called Champion. And he awards the battle rapper that had, I would say, performed the best during the year. And now I see they've added different categories due to, you know, people applying pressure to them. Like round of the year, performance of the year. Because you just can't have one champion that just embodies everything. You have to break that down sometimes. But Shine got nothing. It's like, that is crazy to me, man. And I know people are saying, well, they battled. But they battled in 2021. They didn't battle in 2020. And Shine and 30 and everybody. You know how hard it is to 30 pets, hey? Shine 30 pets, hey? Like, Paste is one of those elite within the elite rappers. Like, he's one of those rappers where you know that he's going to get at least one round. Like, when you hear that he's battling, you automatically think it can either go 2-1 he loses or 2-1 he wins or 30 he wins. And Shine 30 that cat. So it's amazing that he didn't get it this year. And I clicked back and forth. I was kind of going back and forth in caffeine, trying to see what the discussion was all about. And all those dudes are really good at what they do. So I respect their decision. However they broke it down or however they came to the decision that Chilla Jones should get Champion of the Year, you got to respect it. I didn't watch the whole thing though. It was too long. They was deliberating in there like somebody got killed or something. So I'm just going to respect the decision. And a lot of it had to do with the fan votes, I think, too. But still think Shine should have won, man. He's been doing a lot of impressive things in that field. So like I said, he was my champion of the year. And for what it's worth, I mean, I couldn't send my guy 20K, but I think he should have won. And a lot of people get emotional over stuff like that, man. You put your heart and soul into something. And I know Shine probably don't need to brag because he had a lot of plates that year. You know, he's been making money. But still, man, you still want that recognition, man. You want people to recognize that, you know, you've been putting in the work. And you've been giving people what they want, man. It's like, if you're a crowd pleaser and people have been getting the product that they wanted every single time you show up, you can't help but reward that. You have to reward behavior like that. You know, he don't choke. He deliver his rounds clear. He deliver his rounds with a lot of passion. And I don't think he's getting rewarded for it, man. Probably has a lot to do with, you know, him being in a crew that, like, one of the most successful crews in battle rap. So, of course, he got a solid team around him. You know, NWX, you know, they're ringing bells out here. So, he's probably going through that stigma where you don't really get recognized for what you do because you got such an elite team around you. It's like nobody really gives like KD the credit he deserves. And even if he's winning championships, they say, oh, he won it with Curry or he won it with Clay. He had Draymond on the squad. But KD, he's nice. He like, some even say he's the nicest in the NBA. Seen him drop like 80 at Rucker. Came down and shot like 15 three-pointers in a row. And that's at Rucker, you know. Wasn't an NBA game. Of course he gonna score 80 on somebody at the park. But I'm saying. But still, it's like, when is he gonna get his credit, man? And that's how I feel, that he's like the equivalent, even though I really don't equate battle rap to basketball. But if you did equate battle rap to basketball, he's like the KD. It's like the nicest one. He just doesn't get his credit. No matter how much he wins, no matter how many plates he racks up, no matter how many 30s he gets, he still don't get recognized for it. And for what it's worth, man, giving my guy his flowers while he could smell them, you know? And that whole attitude goes a long way. You know, you have to cater to the customer, man. You just can't go out there spitting whatever you want to spit, thinking people are supposed to just love that, you know? And a lot of people think you have to be intricate. A lot of people think you have to just go over people's heads and get it on the watch back. And that's where they're wrong, man. That's why a lot of people say, oh, Khan can't come back because this new era. That's because they think, like, just because you're the most complicated or just because a lot of people get together to have, like, a crazy pen and then, like, this is what the people want because we're so complicated. No. People buy into personality. People buy into their favorites. Why do you think people like Rum Nitty gets the most reactions on the URL app? It's not because he's really crazy complicated. It's because he's clever and he's relatable. So don't get all caught up into, you know, being the most craziest or being the most lyrical or being the most complicated. I mean, there's a lot of people that have that style that are great, but that's not why they're great. They're great because they can do that and they have personality. Examples, Lux. Examples, JC. You know, you have to bring that personality in too as well. And it's like, it's my old analogy I use, you know, for giving a customer what they want. It's like if you had a store, right? And you really liked brown. Now, you really liked orange and green Argyle socks. That was your favorite socks. Green and orange Argyle socks. And you opened the store, right? And you said, all I'm going to sell is green and orange Argyle socks. And somebody came in there and was like, yo, man, I got $100 for you, man. All I need is $100 worth of white socks. I got a basketball team. We need white socks. I give you this $100, give me $100 worth of white socks. And you like, man, all I got is green and orange Argyle socks in the store. Take it or leave it, because this is what I like. He like, nah, I'm good. He come back a week later. Yo, we got another game. I got, I just need $100 worth of white socks. And you like, no, all I got is green and orange Argyle socks. I'm sticking to it. At some point, you're going to realize everybody don't want green and orange Argyle socks. If that's what you like, you wear green and orange Argyle socks. Keep that to yourself. But if you want people to buy into what you're doing, or you want people to buy your product, at some point, you have to deliver what they want. And not be caught up in what you like. So if you really love something a lot, and you really want to stick to your guns, don't even try to force that on people. Don't sell it. Keep it to yourself. And at some point, you have to tap into your customers' needs, wants, and behaviors and find out what they like. Get you some white socks, man.